Bach to Rock is reshaping music education on a national scale by turning solitary, boring music lessons into a group activity that is more like a team sport. Bach to Rock focuses on providing a well-balanced music education because ultimately that is what parents are looking for. Unlike other music school franchises, Bach to Rock has an extensive curriculum. Students learn the intricacies of music, from theory to how to read music. Bach to Rock is the music school kids would have designed for themselves because they get to jam with other kids right away and play current hits. The learning is the same, but the enjoyment factor is much higher. One of the nation's newest Bach to Rock music schools has come to Tampa Bay. The owner is Rick Schmidt. Rick, you are familiar to St. Petersburg in your previous life.
I've spent a few days down in St. Petersburg in the Pinellas County area. What, about 6.5 years between doing marketing for the Mahaffey Theater or for the St. Pete Museum of History and then doing some work for RadioSt.Pete.com as well.
Yeah. Well, prior to your life in St. Petersburg, you were in the music and broadcast business.
Yeah, I ran two radio stations here in town. I ran 98 Rock and I ran Star 95.7, but I worked for, it's now iHeart, but Clear Channel Radio for just about 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I programmed DC 101 in Washington, D.C., G105, a big top 40 station in Raleigh. So I got I made my way around the South a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what led you into the idea of owning your own business and buying a franchise?
I think I just got to the point where I said, you know what? I don't want to work for anybody anymore except my wife, who's a co-owner for this thing. So I'm literally working for my wife. But no, I had an interest in music and a passion for working with kids, and it was kind of a great marriage. I had looked for an outlet for my children that I really didn't feel great about, and then discovered, you know, hey, maybe this music school thing would be great, and I didn't have the complete skill set to open it myself, especially from the business side. I'd never been a business owner before. I knew a lot of the other components, but I didn't know that part, so I was looking for a franchise that would help me out. And Googled a bunch of things and came upon Bach to Rock and really liked what I saw and what I heard.
Well, Bach to Rock is based outside of Washington, D.C. in Bethesda, Maryland. It is known as America's Music School. So what goes on in a local Bach to Rock music school?
In my 3 weeks of being open, and there's several. I mean, I've got to see a lot of the different schools. And it really is America's music school because they're spreading all, you know, they're in Portland, they're in Houston, they're in Minneapolis. I think what makes ours unique is I tried to personalize it and localize it for this. I like the brand, so I wanted to make sure that we kept with the branding that they have, but also add a local element. So my rooms are all Florida artists. They're Shinedown, Creed, Sister Hazel, Tom Petty, Florida Georgia Line, Casting Crowns, which are lead singers for Daytona Beach. But I mean, we have, you know, we not only have music lessons and private instruction for all types of instruments, but we have DJ lessons, so you can learn how to mix and scratch. We have a recording studio that's phenomenal. We have a stage room that gives kids an opportunity to play live. So we have a lot of pieces that the average music school doesn't have.
Right. And one thing that surprised me, this is not just for kids.
We have a lot of adults. About 25% of our student base right now is older than 45. Right. And so, you know, I think people, they hear music school, and they hear the word school, and immediately they think it's kids. Mm-hmm. But, yes, we have a lot of kids. But we have students that are taking piano. Mm-hmm. We have students that are doing guitar. We have a 57-year-old woman who is learning how to mix and scratch because she likes 70s funk. Yeah. We have a lot of older students that have either had the time, they have the money. They just never got, you know, got an opportunity to circle back to it. They have kids that left the house, and all of a sudden they're looking to fill some of that time. It's a great way to do it. So, I mean, you know, what better than expanding your mind and, and ability to do something like music as opposed to just sitting and watching TV? Right. Come on, who needs to do that? But, yeah, I mean, we start at 18 months. Mm-hmm. And we go all the way. I mean, you know, if you can still hold a guitar or hold a drumstick, we'll help you.
Well, this is a neat place to come and visit. You actually have a performance space here in the school.
We do. And we have pretty nice sound system that's back there. We can mix it. We can actually record it because we have cables that run from our recording control room all the way back. So if we have a performance back there, we can record that and give it to parents as well. Okay. So, you know, if you decide that you're going to do a solo performance back there, Joe, then we will put it on tape for you.
Well, the first Bach to Rock in the Tampa Bay area is up just off the Veterans Expressway. Exactly where are you? North Dale Mabry.
Well, we're in Lutz, so where the cross streets are Van Dyke and Dale Mabry. Yeah. We're right off the Vet, and we're in the Cheval area, if you're familiar with that. Right. We're a little bit different, though, because a lot of people think music schools, it's next to the dentist office in the back of a plaza. We're in Van Dyke Commons, which is – our neighbors are T-Mobile, Jersey Mike's, Great Clips, Tijuana Flats, Home Goods is in the back, McDonald's is in the plaza. So we're retail. We are right at the front of a really large plaza, which is unique. I can't think of anything that's like that in the Tampa Bay area.
Well, you had your grand opening just a few weeks ago now. You had a lot of people in for that. I saw you on Fox 13, I believe.
Yeah.
And what has surprised you over the first 3 weeks of business ownership?
I think the thing that's really surprised me, even though I knew it was going to be a good thing, the community has really I think that a lot of them have stepped up to help local business. I really think that support has been beneficial for us from the high schools and the elementary schools. But, you know, the high school, we kicked off with the drum line from Chamberlain High School, which is about a mile and a half down the road. They came and they did that. The Chick-fil-A. Yeah. They sent their cow out, and they wanted to be part of – I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, wow, having the endorsement and credibility of a Chick-fil-A when they don't know who you are is great. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of businesses in the plaza that have been very supportive. But the schools have been tremendous, all of the elementary schools. We've already developed partnerships with them. It's been really good support, but it's just neat when people come in and they go, I saw your billboard, or I saw your mailer, or I saw – those are great. But when they say, hey, I spoke to so-and-so, and their kid is going here, we wanted to come check it out. Those referrals are much more powerful.
Yeah. Talking to Rick Schmidt, owner, co-owner of the new Bach to Rock in Lutz, just off the Veterans Expressway. Your summer camp concept intrigues me, and folks may very well come from a greater distance to have their kids involved. What's a camp like at Bach to Rock?
That is true, and I'm going to correct you because we have winter camps. We have spring camps.
This is Florida. I forgot.
No, I know. everything is summer to us except for 2 weeks. So when we do those programs, we have Rock Band Camp, we have Glee, we have DJ Refinery, we also have Rock City. So there's four different programs that we do. The two most popular, though, are Glee, where you get together with people, and oddly enough, you sing. And you'll work on three songs during the week, and we like to bring them in to the recording studio, and they have an opportunity to record those on Thursday and perform them. Rock Band is the same with the added component. They have to learn how to play them.
Yeah.
No experience necessary. As crazy as that sounds, we will take kids who have never held a drumstick or a guitar or pressed a keyboard or anything like that and have them working on songs as a group over 3 days, and then we record them. Sometimes they turn out better than others, but you'd be really surprised what kids can learn in a short period of time.
Well, where can listeners, wherever they may be, in the Tampa Bay area, around the country, find out more about Bach to Rock? I assume there is a website.
There's a website. It's lutz.bachtorock.com. You can also email us, lutz@bachtorock.com or 813-398-ROCK. That's 813-398-ROCK. There's plenty of ways. Google us. I mean, look on our Facebook page. Look at the pictures. Go to Facebook. It's you know, just pop in the search, Bach to Rock Lutz, and you will see our school pop up.
Right. And for any who is not classically trained, Bach is spelled B-A-C-H.
We get that. It's like, what's the Bach part? I'm like, you know, Johann Sebastian Bach? That makes total sense now. I'm like, oh, yes. So we do get a little bit of that. And then they go, you know, I think there's then the branding part makes sense. It's like, oh, you do Bach to Rock. Now I get it. So, yeah, it's sinking into people's heads now.
Well, good luck. I know we will keep in touch. First year is always a fun challenge in any new business, and we'll be back when you're rich and famous.
No, but you know what I'm looking forward to is opening the second one. If we do this right, we get to open the second one. I don't want to do it in St. Pete.
Yeah.
I have my eye on St. Pete. I got a lot of connections there, so that would be fantastic.
Right.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you. Rick Schmidt, co-owner Bach to Rock, Tampa, new location. Some 30 Bach to Rock music schools out around the United States and the franchise system is rapidly growing.
Radio. Saint B.